The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
We now return to Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand, on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. This is the Rabbi Daniel Lappin Show, or to be more precise, it is the short summary of the Rabbi Daniel Lappin Show. Right alongside, you will see that this week's show is entitled A Biblical Secret for Making Money is Know Yourself. And it's kind of an interesting presentation because, let me put it this way. Every now and then when I am invited to speak at a commencement for a school or a college, I'm always astounded by the number of speakers, and that doesn't include me, who tell students, oh, it's wonderful to give back, you should go into public service and go into public service. And what does public service mean? Well, it's a euphemism for going into government. And then I get up and speak and I say, look, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the threshold of your careers, and previous speakers have encouraged you to go into government service. Public service means government service. I have to tell you, that doesn't fill me with delight. When I think of you going into government service, I see another 10 fingers in my wallet. I see somebody else who has to get paid, and the only way to pay government workers is by taking tax money from working citizens. That's me. So I don't want to see you going into government service. The last thing I want to see you doing, I'd like to see you going into business. And here's one of the most important differences between business and government service. Government gets to take money away from people by force. It's called the IRS. It's called tax. And if you don't comply, you will be punished. Now, business gets to take your money only with your compliance. Business gets to take your money only if you choose to hand it over in exchange for something you value more, namely a service or an iPhone or whatever it is you're handing over your money to the storekeeper for. You obviously are doing that voluntarily. That's one of the very big differences between business and government. And another big difference is that business creates things. Do you like Novocaine? It means you can get dental work done without pain. Well, government didn't provide that. Do you like air conditioning in your car? Oh, how about your car in the first place? Or air travel? Government didn't provide those things at all. These things came about through the creative power of individuals collaborating with other individuals. So I'm a big believer in the power of money to unify people, to bring people together. I do believe that government as an institution creates groups of people who are at odds with one another, groups of people who compete for government favor. I don't find that government produces any kind of unity, but money does, because money brings people together in the process of exchange. It brings buyers and sellers together all the time, whether it's for your boss, for your work, your employer, an employee, a customer, a service provider, but whatever it is, I believe it does very much good. And so one of the things that I teach on is how the Jewish people have become effective and disproportionately successful with money. And one of the secrets I present in the main show that I just told you about, you'll see it alongside, it's called A Biblical Secret for Making Money, Know Yourself. And I think you'll be quite astounded, because at the end of it, you actually will know yourself in some surprising ways. My website is rabbidaniellappin.com. R-A-B-B-I, rabbidaniellappin.com. And I hope very much that you listen to the rest of the show, the main show, enjoy it, and let me know how you felt. Have a great week, a week of good health and prosperity. I'm Rabbi Daniel Lappin.
You're listening to Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand, on the Blaze Radio Network. Find more at theblaze.com. www.rabbidanielappin.com/radio.